This is program number LW2047. Well, did you hear about the three guys marooned on an island? Hi, this is Larry West. They were the only survivors of a shipwreck. They kept themselves alive by eating the coconuts and bananas that grew there. One day, a curious old bottle washed up on the shore of the island, and one of the men walked up and picked it up. He pulled out the cork, and the thing began to smoke. All of a sudden, a huge genie popped out and said, "Thank you for freeing me, masters." Then the genie said, "I have the power to grant each of you one wish." "Great," the first man said. "I wish I were in Paris, surrounded by champagne, the finest food, and beautiful women." In a flash, the genie granted his wish, and the man disappeared. "My wish is simple," the second man said. "I wish I were home with my wife and my loving family." Again, there was a flash, and the second man disappeared. The genie turned to the third man and asked, "And you, what do you want?" And the third man looked glum. After thinking a moment, the third man said, "I don't know." He said, "I'm lonesome. I wish those guys were back here." "Be careful what you wish. I want to live forever." That's what the people say who are afraid of dying. A study was made here recently where people were asked if they would or wouldn't like to live 500 years. They all said yes. One spoke up, though, and said, "I would if I didn't have to put up with the frailty of old age in the process." And the others, thinking about it, chimed in that they agreed. Everybody put a condition on it. Their first wish, though, was that they wished to live 500 years. But better watch out what you wish for. "I wish I had $1,000,000. "Do you? What would you do with $1,000,000? Maybe you're saying, "I don't know exactly, but I know it would make me happy." Would it? John D. Rockefeller Sr. could tell you something that might would surprise you about that. You see, he accumulated his first million when he was 33 years old. During the next 10 years of his life, he built up the largest monopoly the world had ever seen, the Great Standard Oil Company. During the next 10 years, by the time he reached 53, worry and tension had wrecked his health. One of his biographers says that John D. Rockefeller Sr., and these are his words, looked like a mummy. You see, Rockefeller was attacked by mystifying digestive maladies that swept away his hair, even the eyelashes, and all but a faint wisp of an eyebrow. According to the doctors, he had a form of baldness that often starts with sheer nerves. He looked so unusual that he had to wear a skull cap. He wore wigs for the rest of his life. His shoulders drooped. He shambled when he walked. He was then the richest man in the world, yet he had to live on a diet that a pauper would have scorned. His income at the time was $1,000,000 a week, but $2 a week would probably have paid for all the food he could eat. A little milk and a few crackers was all the doctors would allow him. So see there, you'd better watch out what you wish for. You just might get it. Benjamin Franklin said a long time ago, if a man could have half his wishes, he would double his troubles. I think the wise guy was right. Some work to get to the top of the ladder in their pursued career, only to find out the stress just isn't worth it. Some wish to move out of the city, you know, to get away from the hustle and bustle of the horns and the smog and the crowded traffic, only to find out that they can't stand the isolation, the loneliness, the boredom. Some wish to retire early, and when they do, they're bored stiff and die early. You know, the Bible says that God will grant you a wish. That's right, he really will. And he's not the one who comes smoking up out of an old bottle, thanking you for setting him free and promising you anything you want. He does promise, though, to give you your wish, and it's a promise greater than any genie could dream up. God promises heaven, and that's what you really want. Heaven. You see, you, so to speak, are on a deserted island, and if you'd like, God can take you home to a heavenly country, to a prepared city, that's the way the Bible puts it, if you want him to. And once he sweeps you away, there's nobody back here, like the third man in the story, who can make his wish and force you back. That's a promise. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course that talks more about that heavenly country. All you have to do is just make the wish, and the postman will pop it into your mailbox. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.